talk about your Giants on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Alson Tron.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Merry Christmas, everyone. Al Cintron on The Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I got the Grinch, Paulie Rosenberg, behind the glass. What's up, Paulie? All right. NFL action today. Garbage. But thank God the Knicks saved Christmas. And that's where I'm going to start. We'll get into baseball. Nothing's really going on right now. If you want to call about the Mets and the Yankees, and will Pete Alonso be back, that's fine. And will the Yankees fans stop crying about Juan Soto? We'll see what happens. Maybe it stops. But the New York Knicks, it's about that time. Since football around these parts absolutely sucks, the Knicks have now won 5 in a row, 15-4 in the last 19 games. And what was an entertaining game at the Garden. The ticket was well over $300 to get in the building for Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Wemby puts on a show, 42 points. But Mikal Bridges, you know, the guy that Net fans were saying, how about our draft picks? Thanks for the picks. He stinks. What a waste. You traded for trash. Puts up a 41 burger. To pretty much match Wemby. As the Knicks win 117-114 at the Garden. The Knicks are now third in the East, 20-10. A game and a half ahead of the Orlando Magic. And the Boston Celtics went down to the 76ers, who are flip-flopping in the bottom of the East. But the Sixers get a big win in Boston. They are the 12th seed at the moment. That really doesn't matter right now. I expect the Sixers to at least be in the play-in spot. At least minimum. But the New York Knicks, shorthanded New York Knicks at that, still missing Mitchell Robinson, who's going to be a key piece for this team once he comes back. Karl-Anthony Towns can slide over from the 5 to the 4. It's not who starts, it's who finishes. And Towns will most likely finish at center when they need more offense late in games. Because Mitchell Robinson offensively is a liability. But as far as rebounding and defensive presence in the middle, he's one of the best in the league. This Knick offense is the best Knick offense of my lifetime. I grew up in a Knick offense where they kicked and scratched and clawed and won games 83-80. Now, I'm not killing those NBA days because I love those NBA days from my childhood. Those battles with the Heat, those battles with the Bulls, those battles with the Pacers. When a flagrant foul was actually a flagrant foul. I miss those days of the NBA. I can't front on that. But this Knick offense is a pleasure to watch. And it's different from all the other offense that you see in the league. You know, the other night, the Nets shot 7-for-40 from three. The Bulls, and I forgot who it was, chucked up 120-some threes in a game. There's teams that don't have any business shooting that many threes in a game. And that is why the NBA product has been killed this season. Absolutely killed. When you have guys shooting 20% from three, chucking up 10 threes in a game, there's a problem. There's a problem. And I don't want to hear LeBron James talking about, you know, the game is suffering from threes. And if you could shoot threes, LeBron, like Steph Curry, you would not be complaining. If your Laker team was any good, you would not be complaining. But to watch this Knick team, the offense, the inside, the outside game, the swinging the ball across the court, the ball movement, the way everybody's eating for this Knick offense. Today, four guys in double figures. Brunson, 20. Hart with 12 and 12 rebounds. Karl-Anthony Towns, who his biggest issue as a Knick has been getting in foul trouble. Besides that, he's been playing like an MVP. Top five at that. 21-9. He was not on the floor late in this game for about half the fourth quarter. He came out of the game with his fifth foul. And pretty much did not return. It was Precious Achiuwa, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges that closed out that game. Deuce McBride was in there as well, excuse me. So the Knicks played 8 men. Achiuwa had 10 rebounds. I'm happy to have him back because remember, Tibbs was playing 7 guys to start the season. Pretty much 7 guys. Sims was getting some burn, but he had those videos this offseason working out with Mike Bibby. Yeah. They were just workout videos. Never trust when an NBA player, Ben Simmons, posts workout videos because, let's face it, it's all show. When you're chucking up threes, Jericho Sims, when you're working out, we know you're not going to do it in the game, so you're pretty much wasting your time and the team's time. Know your role in the paint, rebounding, and defense. But this game was entertaining. Victor Wembanyama was fantastic. Flops a little too much for my liking. I mean, come on. You're blowing the guy and he's flying a half court. This Knicks team, this offense is the best of my lifetime. It is fun to watch. It's not let's chuck up 1,000 threes and hope they fall down. You know, the Boston Celtics can play that game because they can shoot. They actually can shoot. Top to bottom. Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Derek White, Pritchard, Al Horford. They all can shoot the three ball. All of them. And that's what makes them dangerous. Opening night, the Knicks got smacked. Got a taste of that. The Celtics shoot like that, nobody's beating them. But right now in the East, the top 4 seeds right now, the Cavs are 26-4, who I do not trust. I do not trust. The Celtics 22-7. The Knicks at 20-10. 2.5 games behind the Celtics. And the Magic's who just lost Mo Wagner 19-12. Then the Bucks, who will make it a run now. They've been hot. They won the NBA Cup, which I'm all in on. You can tell when the players play that the energy is there. They're into it. They're usually a regular season game in December. It's like, whatever. But the teams are into it. The players are into it. The Bucks are 16-12, and then you round out the East. The Heat are 14-13. The man who loves to, you know, roll dice at half court at MSG, his team is 15-15, surprisingly. And then to me, besides the Sixers, who had a lot of injuries, the most disappointing team in the East has been the Indiana Pacers at 15-15. Now, they've won 5 in a row, so maybe they're going to finally get it going. And boy, would I love to see them again in the playoffs. We owe them. We owe them. The path that I want in the playoffs is, I don't care who we play in the first round, we're going to smack them. Then I want the Pacers, and everybody knows what the main event is, the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks in the conference finals, which if the Knicks were healthy, and I hate the word if injuries killed them, would have been the matchup, Knicks-Celtics. In the conference finals. And on this day, Christmas 2024, I'm going to put it out there. I know Paulie's not going to agree. He's a Bulls fan. He's been miserable for a long time. Taking a shot at the Knicks. I'm eating my chicken wrap with a nice can of Diet Ginger Ale. And grab those headphones, Paulie. He comes in here and he says, the Knicks never win a meaningful game. And then I remember he's not a Knicks fan, but I'm putting it out there on Christmas. The conference finals, Knicks-Celtics, the Knicks are going to the championship.
Merry Christmas, first.
Same to you,
Happy
Grinch.
Hanukkah to everybody. Happy holidays, the whole nine yards. All I am saying is that if you looked on social media today, you would have thought that the Knicks won the title.
It was a great game. It was a fun game.
You would have thought the Knicks won the title, and in 4 months, everyone's going to be bitching and complaining when Thibodeau doesn't bench his guys when they're up 40 in a meaningless game in, you know, March. Everyone calm down. And we know how good the Knicks are. We know they're going to make the playoffs. The regular season does not matter at all. They are going to get in. What they do in the playoffs is the only thing that should matter to Knicks fans. As a sports fan, you want to enjoy the ups and downs of the regular season?
Of course.
Fine. That is fine. But today, hearing and seeing on social media, the Knicks
fans did you see this?
Waxing poetic about, you know, Mikal Bridges, who was admittedly awful the first month of the season.
Of course.
He was awful. So let's see maybe if he can build on this or if this is a one-time thing.
No idea. He's averaging over 21 points a game in December, shooting over 40% from three. He's been fantastic. Leads the league in minutes, plays every game, does not get hurt. Let me find some wood to knock on. He's been fantastic. Now, the beginning of the season, he sucked. But Josh Hart came to his defense, and rightfully so. It takes time to adjust. He was playing on a crap net team where he was the man, not saying much. He went from Phoenix, where he was like the third option, then to the Nets, a stank, you know, team. They stink. And then he goes to the Knicks, where he becomes the, you know, you got Brunson, you got Karl-Anthony Towns. Even OG Anunoby and him at third best option, fourth best option. And it takes time to adjust.
Sure. That's absolutely fine. And I appreciate it taking time to adjust. But Knicks fans, again,
oh boy,
there is one thing that should matter to you, and I don't care that it's Christmas only. Winning games that actually matter, which is only in the postseason if you're a Knicks fan.
So if the Knicks finish the sixth or seventh seed, it's not a disappointing season?
If they win in the playoffs, no one's going to give anything.
Leading up to the playoffs, they'll hear it because they should not be.
They'll hear it, and then the people who are complaining about the Knicks being a sixth seed will quickly go away and flip if they win two rounds.
You know how that goes. The Knicks could win 40 games in a row, and then they go on a five-game losing streak. They stink.
And I get it. That's the point of being a sports fan. I understand that. But relax, Knicks fans. Well, Plenty of season left.
Well, I got. Maybe this is the reason, Paulie. Maybe this is the reason. If you're a Giant fan or a Jet fan, you have nothing to hold on to. The Giants haven't won since October 6th.
Well, they have a number one draft pick to hold on to, and maybe the Jets have a healthy Aaron Rodgers next year, and we're going to win 12 games. Let's go, baby.
Oh, we're going to do this again with the Jets. We're really doing this. I fell for it last year. This year, I said they'd make the playoffs. Next year, I am not saying anything positive about the Jets if Aaron Rodgers is on his team, but we can get into that later. I'm going to have fun knocking the Jets with you. I forgot you're a Jet fan. And then you're a Bulls fan. The Bulls are 13-17. Lost two in a row. Are they? They're one of those teams that should not be chucking up threes, and they chuck up a boatload of them.
I think they're up there in the league.
I think they might lead the league for
chucking up threes. The frustrating thing with the Bulls is that they're too good to tank, and they're too bad not to tank.
Too good.
They're too good to tank. They have too many good players for them to actually like tank correctly, and they're not good enough to win. So they're always going to be a 9 or 10 seed in that playing game, and they're always going to lose because they're not good enough to actually do well, but they're not bad enough to actually tank correctly.
Well, there are lottery balls that could help them out. You never know how that goes. You never know. But the reason I think Knicks fans, because a lot of me, the Jet or Giant fans, there's the rare Knicks fan a la me that I have a football season. I have a big game Sunday night. A win. First of all, we might get in the playoffs if the Buccaneers lose early in the day, so they're automatically in. But we'll get into football later. But maybe Knicks fans are going crazy, and rightfully so. We're 15-4 in the last 19 after a blah start. The offense was there. The defense was not there. And the defense is still not what it needs to be. And then again, maybe they don't have to. Maybe this Knicks team does something other Knicks teams didn't do. And that's just beat people by outscoring them big time on offense. It was always the Knicks way growing up for me. And even last year, it was defense. And maybe this season, the Knicks can be, the Golden State Warriors scoring. Or, you know, all those high-powered teams that we always, man, I wish our team would score 120 a game. Why do we struggle to score 100 points? And everything's a grind. Karl-Anthony Towns, I don't hear anyone complaining about the trade. When the trade first happened, it was a bunch of jabronis crying, oh, we traded Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. Have you looked the way that trade is going? Julius Randle's doing the same lazy stuff he did here on deep, not getting back on defense, pouting. And shout out to Randle. He started all this. He came here when nobody else wanted to come here. Dante DiVincenzo last year had a career season. I loved Dante DiVincenzo on this team, but come on, if you're being honest with yourself, there's no comparison. Karl-Anthony Towns is him. He is a baller. He loves being a Knick. His mom was a huge Knick fan. Said she wanted him to be a Knick. Karl Anthony Towns, the best big man in the best shoot big man in the game. Don't give me this Joel Embiid nonsense. Leading the league in rebounding. Putting up double-doubles like a maniac. Leading the league. He might be leading the league in double-doubles. Has been everything I thought he would be and more. And last year, a coworker asked, would you trade, you know, Julius Randle for Karl Anthony Towns? I'm like, nah. I believed all that social media nonsense. He's soft, this, this, and that. Well, I was wrong. He is far from that. Karl Anthony Towns is the truth. And this Knicks team, when Mitchell Robinson comes back, you're probably going to put Josh Hart on the bench, which is going to add depth to this bench that's much needed. Shamet is back as well. I know he's got to get into it and come playoff time. He'll be a key piece off the bench, a la Dante DiVincenzo. Maybe not as feisty, but he's a winning ball player. And this Knicks team, when the conference finals come, and it's the Knicks and the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks, I mark it down, bookmark it, write it, get it tattooed on your forehead. I don't care. The New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.